I'd like to ask one of his choshuva members of one of the shiurim to come forward himself, a Talmud Chacham, a prominent doctor here in the city, a former parent here in the city whose sons, good couple of his sons, Kanai and Hara, graduated from the yeshiva, a friend of the yeshiva. I'd like to call him up to say a few words, L'kavod HaSimcha. I'd like to call up Dr. Stephen Weiss to say a few words, L'kavod HaSimcha and L'kavod HaSiyum.
B'chvod Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbonim, friends, ladies and gentlemen, Tzvika, I've been asked by your Talmidim to utilize this venue, the Yeshiva Gedolah of Los Angeles annual Siyum dinner in memory of Yankel Kornwasser, to thank you, Befer Hesia, to show you our Hakoras HaToiv in some small way, for allowing us into your dining room, into your cozy Sforim lined den, which you and Betty remodeled and designed with our comfort in mind. Thanks for the lighting, I needed it, to hear and participate in your shiurim. I will try to do so in the context of an event organized by an institution devoted to Divrei Torah, honoring one of my father, Olav Shalom's best friends, Rabbi Yankel Kornwasser, Zecher Levracha. Although my remarks are personal, each one of your Talmidim, Balabatim Talmidim, could express similar sentiments in their own way. So this is a dugma of our appreciation toward you. It was about a half a century ago, while awaiting my father to come out of the mikveh, one Erev Yontif, that a man with big ears and a captivating smile approached me. Stevie, Shleimele, where do you learn? Torah Semes. What grade? Second grade. Who's your teacher? The Rebbe. Who? The Rebbe. But what's his name? You're not allowed to say the Rebbe's name. That prompted a big knip, a full-fleshed, cheek-stinging knip I still feel and cherish. That Yom Kippur, I also experienced for the first time an act of Rav Yankel that remains deeply etched into my psyche. His voluble, wailful, tear-drenched recitation of Ela Eskara, of the cruel martyrdom of our ancient sages. His tefillah, heard through the big talis covering his head, reverberated throughout the shul, conflating the losses of Kedoshim 1,800 years ago and the Kedoshe Elyon of only 18 years before, our Heilige Mamas and Tatis, Zaidis and Bobis. His deep passion had its humorous and joking side too, with Polisher wit and incisive but good-natured barbs. At some gathering, when a speaker would extol Tzvika's great financial success and business acumen, Rabbi Yankel would pipe in, "That's my business." Well, Tzvika, I'm sure your father-in-law anticipated your achievements in the corporate world, but I don't think he could ever imagine or foresee what an outstanding, influential Magid Shir, Mechabed Sforim, and Melamed Torah that you became. You know, the Goyim Rabbi Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik characterized himself as a Melamed. Your dedication to us Talmidim is phenomenal. Whether you're under the weather or whether you have to travel for hours from vacation, you make it to your eagerly awaited shir. You have provided a venue for us to interact in an intimate setting with the greatest Lomdei Torah of our times, Rabbi Heschel Schechter, Rabbi Usher Weiss, Rav Ezrachi, the Kloisenberger Rebbe, the Mujitzer, the Gera Rosh Yeshivas, just to mention a few, all right there at 218 South Alta Vista. Tzvika, we enjoy the celebrities and their Torah, but when you give the shir, we leave after 60 to 90 minutes of very lively give and take with a great sipuka nefesh. Your abilities and qualities, as Rabbi Gross mentioned, as a teacher, as a motivator to ignite us to your Talmidim, to engage deeply in a sugya, a halachic issue, to excited argument over a chiddush, is unsurpassed. We leave with the fulfillment of having personally delved into and tasted a tam, the exquisite flavor of Torah Lishma, unmatched since our yeshiva days, but even more since we are now more mature and experienced adults. In fact, I dare say that the Rosh Yeshivas and Rebbes are more impressed with the level of learning in your shiurim than we were with them. It's a great kiddushim shemayim. David Tumim told me that you invited him and others to your kaihanim shiur because a gabai must know the halachas of kibudim, beginning with a kohen. All the kaihanim and the wannabe kaihanim at your shiur are profoundly grateful for the time, the effort, the 40-page shiur packets, the insights, the challenges you provide for them. We in the Sunday-Monday shiur delight in plowing through those thick packets of sources resulting from your extensive computer researches and correspondence with Heintige Talmidei Chachamim, digging through hafachba v'hafachba under your guidance and tutelage. You rightfully take credit for my own in-depth study of Pirkei Avos, which you asked me to give a short, light talk after an arduous lumdisha shabashir you gave with the chevra. In Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, Kana Shem Tov, Kana La'atzmoi. You and your Shver Tzvika, Yibadol Mechaim L'chaim, have merited to acquire a well-deserved good reputation. By being Tov L'briyos and Tov L'ashamayim, one reaches Shlemus in his or her Atzmos, his essence, his substance. This transforms the individual so that Shmoi, his name, his reputation, signifies Esmahusai, his essential being, Ki Toivhu, he's identified as good. But Hillel goes one step further. Konaloi Divrei Torah, one who has acquired Divrei Torah. And why Divrei Torah? Why doesn't Hillel just say Konaloi or Kona Torah? Why Divrei Torah? Because it's like in the Birchas HaShachar, when we say La'asoik B'divrei Torah. Divrei Torah implies, Tzvika, what you most love about Torah and learning, and that is Chidush. When there is Divrei, words, there is dialogue, dialectic, exchange of ideas, new understanding, new insights, Chidush. It is your irresistible bond to Chidush that is wonderfully contagious and transmitted to your Talmidim. Konaloi Divrei Torah, Konaloi Chaye Olam Haba. One who internalizes the love of Divrei Torah thereby acquires Chaye Olam Haba, not only after 120, but in the here and now, a Koiras Ruach, an enchanted contentment, may Ein Olam Haba, of heavenly proportions, right here in the present. Thank you, Tzvika. All your Talmidim wish you and your wonderful family continued prosperity and health. And we all look forward to many years of geshmak learning and journeys of discovery of chiddush and renewal together.